Hey there, Andy Breckman man. Oh, hang on a second.
You were saying the other day that you were concerned that my energy level at the top of the show
is quite low. Yeah.
It's not 100%, 110%.
Yeah, you really come on dragging your feet.
Yeah, the other DJs, I guess, on your schedule, they hit the ground running, I guess.
Yeah, and a lot of the one-hour shows have fairly straightforward introductions, not alienating, low energy.
I mean, they come bursting out like Jay Leno used to do. He used to come bursting out from behind the curtain, and then he'd high-five the whole audience.
Yeah, not unlike that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how Matt Fiveash opens Weekly World Blues, the program after ours.
Remember how David Letterman used to open his show at NBC?
No.
It was the exact opposite of Jay Leno, and it said everything you need to know about the man. It's why I love the man. He would come out, and he would gesture with his hand. The audience would be applauding, and sometimes standing, right?
Uh-huh.
And he would gesture with his hands, no, 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 please, none of that. Let's not have any of that. He would be embarrassed. He would wince.
That's kind of a standard way when comedians come out to an adoring crowd.
Jay Leno would come out. Used to come out and plow into the crowd, almost like crowd surfing.
Uh huh. I didn't realize that. I don't think I ever watched either of them closely enough to notice that. But I think tons of talk show hosts, when they come out, they're giving like, oh, no, 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 please, please, not for me. You know, they have that kind of attitude at the beginning.
That humble brag sort of thing?
Yeah.
So why can't I do that? What's your problem?
Because we don't have applause.
Why can't I cop that attitude?
I'll get you some applause, and then you can cop that attitude. Without applause, without an adoring crowd, that attitude makes no sense. And that hasn't been your attitude anyway. That hasn't been your attitude. Can you take out your Shea Stadium show soon.
That's going to be great.
That's so creepy. That's a truly creepy idea of yours.
Andy, I know. I love it. I love it too.
Can you take out your gum? Andy wants four women on each of our four lines going, oh, Andy.
No, one woman on each line.
Yeah. Yeah, so four women on the air all going.
Four women total.
Andy.
Well, and one of them should be going, Ken. Just like there were girls screaming for Ringo at Shea Stadium.
Right.
So somebody should be screaming, Ken.
And we established this earlier today. When you initially told me this idea, I thought it was like they wanted an autograph. But no, that's not what you're going for at all. You're going after women having an erotic fantasy and repeating
their
name.
Well, some women at Beatles concerts, they were screaming, hoping that Paul would notice them. But other women would just be collapsing into themselves. Just they can't, in disbelief that they're breathing the same air.
Right.
As Paul McCartney.
So you want this as your...
A little of this, a little of that. And then there should be one girl screaming Ken.
Okay. This is a weird erotic fantasy of yours.
And then we'll have crowd noises. This is going to be a great show. Crowd noises. Can't wait for this.
Uh-huh.
And the show will be you and me trying to do a serious topic for once. But we can't stay focused.
Yeah, because
the girls are screaming.
Because of all the 7-second delay mania.
Yeah.
Going on.
Just like the Beatles had trouble staying in tune on stage.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be like that. Just do it. Just shut up and do it. Just shut your yap hole.
Okay, we'll see. We'll see.
Just go along with it.
So how are you doing with the news that Bob Dylan passed away today?
Yeah, I heard... you know who told me that this morning?
Who?
Me, Andy, on your show.
Yeah, it was fun. We did that on my show this morning.
But, you know, after we finished our obituary, I Googled Bob Dylan, and it turns out we were completely wrong.
What? Really?
Yeah, we should have done a little more research.
Oh, man. I just didn't think that guy who emailed me would have been wrong.
Even the most cursory... The most cursory bit of research would have dissuaded us.
Well, you will be very happy to know that we greatly angered many people, and I've been hearing from them all day today.
Yeah, what's your theory about that? Go ahead. Go ahead, repeat your theory.
Here's my theory. In the age of social media, for every person you anger posts about it on Instagram or Twitter, and you might lose them as a listener, but they bring in 5 or 10 new listeners who see their post and are intrigued.
It's diabolical. You're the Lex Luthor of radio programming.
That's my theory. And you can see I posted a complaint on today's playlist page.
You posted one?
Yep, a complaint that came in on Instagram. From
I'm not following any of this. You mean you got a complaint?
Yeah, somebody sent me a screenshot of a complaint from Instagram, and I put it on today's playlist page.
You were so proud of it.
Yeah. And
we should explain. We did an hour long obituary this morning that you will play if and when Bob Dylan passes. I guess when. Right?
When.
Forever.
Hopefully, the DJ on the air breaks the glass and plays it when Bob Dylan dies, because it'll be unlikely that we'll be on the air at that moment.
It'll be ready to go. You have an obituary ready to go.
And we're counting on listeners to remind the DJ on the air at that time that that's what they're supposed to do, because they may be not inclined to do it.
Hey, what other celebrities should we do?
Well, we've done a few other advanced obituaries. We did. We did Chuck Berry. They're in the library.
Did they play Chuck Berry when he passed?
No, nobody pulled out our Chuck Berry advanced obit.
For the life of God.
Yeah, it was only 5 minutes long, but we did one for Little Jimmy Dickens, the country singer. We did one for Chuck Berry.
Did Little Jimmy Dickens die?
Yep. And I think there's two more in there that
how about some more obscure people like Sigourney Weaver?
Well, she's probably not going to die for quite a while.
Yeah.
She's looking good.
Wait, I'm sorry. And who's the creepy one? Me or you? I forget. It's supposed to be me, isn't it?
I love that alien movie where she gets into the giant robot costume.
Yeah.
Damn.
Why doesn't Hank ever climb into the giant robot costume you bought her?
I bought her the wrong size. That's the whole problem. You know what it costs to return that thing?
Yeah. Hank, just try it. Just for 5 minutes.
Hey, we have to plug next week's show. 1 week from tonight, we're doing our first live appearance in years at Monty Hall. We're doing a stand-up show. Andy and I are both going to be taken to the stage to do stand-up, and then
I'm going to do 5 minutes and 10 seconds of stand-up comedy.
Okay.
Timed it.
What's the last? I've seen your act. I've seen the 5-minute act. What's the extra 10 seconds?
Laughs.
Can't wait. So please come out. It's a benefit for WFMU next Wednesday night. Doors at 7.
But come out anyway.
Yeah, come out anyway. Show at 8. And if you are a stand-up comic and you'd like to perform, email me, ken@wfmu.org. I had a couple of I had a few cancellations this week, so we still have like 2 spots left.
Yeah,
so.
My friend.
Right.
Yeah.
Your pal backed out.
Simon can't do it. But if you know a comedian or your friends or related to a comedian, get him in touch with Ken, because we need a real roster.
Yes, we have a roster already. We have a good lineup.
Oh, we do?
Yeah. And then when it's all over, we're going out for Mischief Night. Everybody gets a roll of unused toilet paper, brand spanking new toilet paper.
Now, you never said unused.
Oh, okay. No.
Can do. I get it. And we're going to go marching up the street.
Right, to K-Rock.
There's a competitor, right? There's another radio station right up the street. And we're going to TP their lobby.
Yeah, until we get arrested.
Until one of us gets arrested.
Right, not me.
And then we'll have another fundraiser for bail money.
Yes.
It'll be an emergency 4 a.m. fundraiser with many of the same comics. I hope they stick around for the big bailout show. Now, are you going to do the same material of the bailout show?
No. I got new jokes for the bailout show.
Stick around for Mischief Night and our big second fundraiser. So that'll be fun. That's at Monty Hall. Is that 6 o'clock next week?
No, no. We're on the air, as usual, 6 to 7 p.m. And then
right
after...
Six o'clock, yeah.
And then right after the show, we go down to Monty Hall, and the live show in Monty Hall starts at 8. We have an hour between the two shows.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. No, this really is new to me. So that 6 o'clock, we're on the radio.
Right.
No. We're at Monty Hall at 6. We're getting it over with.
Huh? No.
Let's do the show at 6 at Monty Hall and broadcast
it's
that live.
It's too late, Andy.
Oh, Kent, don't make me hang around. Wait a minute. I'm serious. Hold on.
Let's too late.
Hold on, Ken.
Oh, man. Don't sabotage this. We've already sold tickets. We've already sold tickets,
okay.
Andy.
I'm not saying no. I just let me get my head around it. Okay, I've got to get there by 6. I do the stupid thing on the radio, whatever we call this. That's an hour, right?
Yeah.
7 o'clock. What happens at 7?
You can go out to eat.
Oh, my God. I don't even begin. Okay, 7 o'clock, there's an hour, right?
Is that what you're saying? Yeah.
Then at 8 o'clock, we go to Monty Hall, and we do this other thing.
Yeah.
Wait, and then we're marching up the street at 9 o'clock with our toilet paper?
Uh-huh.
Wait, so hold on. Let me just figure this out. So that's a half hour.
Do you have a calculator?
Hold on. I'm in my car at 9:30. I'm not home till 10:30? What's in it for me?
You want to stay at my place? It's a factor of how soon you're in bed?
I'm just trying to figure out the angle. What do I get out of this? Nothing.
I'll get back to you on that. What you get out.
Okay.
Nobody's asked me that question before.
I shouldn't say these things out loud.
No, you should not. Especially because we've been saying, we talked on the radio that the comedy show was not going to be broadcast, and the comics would be able to curse. Don't you see?
Yes, but didn't that conversation occur during our show?
I don't know, but
you know, I don't listen to our show.
You're going to be able to do all your bluest material because we're not.
Oh, I got you. That's true. Yeah, I couldn't do it. Yeah,
going to be on the radio.
Well, that'll be fun.
All those great jokes about Mr. Garcia and the van.
Oh yeah, Mr. Garcia. And the
yeah,
van.
And those clubs that you're in.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Oh yeah. And I'll bring little Timmy, the ventriloquist dummy.
Yeah, bring your ventriloquist dummy. It's going to be fine.
Wait, now, what are you going to do?
I don't know.
Are you just going to wing it?
No, I'm not going to wing it. I haven't done stand up in years. I don't know. I'll go through my old notes.
Oh, you know what I could do?
What?
Because Evan's Bar Mitzvah is coming up, and I have to give a little speech, a little blessing during the service.
Oh, yeah, you could practice it.
I could practice that. I could practice my speech. That would be not much
That would
fun.
Be great, and then we could practice being Evan's friends heckling you at his bar mitzvah.
Yeah. Get heckled at the temple. Oh, that would be terrible.
Hey, we got people to thank also, but maybe we'll thank them at the end of the show.
Thank them for what?
For pledging to our Hellraiser, the 2019 Hellraiser. We're trying to raise money, about a 15th of our budget. And
you're trying to stay on the air, aren't you?
Yeah, we are. And 7 Second Delay is doing miserably.
It is?
Yeah, we've only raised 25%.
Of what?
Of our goal, of the show goal.
But you're not promoting it. You're not set to asking people to pledge.
I'm trying to do that right now.
Okay, there you go. And then hopefully the fundraiser next Wednesday, will that go toward our total?
No. I was going to put it, I suppose, put it toward 7 Second Delay's total.
Doesn't matter. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
I know it doesn't matter to you.
I can't think of anyone it would matter to.
Well, yeah. Now I see.
It doesn't matter to you either. I can
now.
Tell.
Now I see the kind of mood you're in when you're on twice in one day.
No one could do shows twice in one day.
I know.
No sane person.
It's impossible.
First off, you had me on in the middle of the night.
It was 10 in the morning.
Exactly.
Yeah, what time do you usually wake up?
Noonish. Because I work late at night.
Uh-huh. What time do you go to bed?
I go to bed like...
like 1?
10 p.m., 10:30. You know, if I don't get 14 hours, I'm just grumpy all day.
It's true. I don't ever call you in the morning.
Don't call me. Yeah,
you're definitely not a pre 11 a.m. person.
Mornings are for losers, and that's a fact. That's not my opinion. Hey, but we have a great idea for tonight's show.
Yes, we do.
You have sound effects all ready to go.
I got sound effects. I got horrible horror. You know, haunted house backgrounds.
Because we're going to do an audio radio haunted house.
Right.
We're going to invite listeners to call and take a tour of a haunted house. Now, normally Halloween, this time of year, you have to go to a haunted house. And some of them are quite elaborate. They have actors that are hiding in the shadows that spring out at you.
Yeah.
Give you a heart attack.
Yeah.
I wonder if they let guys like senior citizens do that. I bet they don't.
I bet they do if they pay.
Or you got to sign a waiver. A lot of these things have waivers now.
Really?
Elaborate waivers.
You got to sign a waiver to walk through a haunted house.
They're coming at you. They're really trying to scare you to death. They're coming at you with guns and pitchforks.
I mean, that's amazing because when you go to a rifle range, you don't even have to sign a waiver.
That's the society we're living in a nutshell.
Yeah.
That's exactly where we are as a society. You go to a haunted house, waivers, rifle range, no waivers.
It's true.
Don't get me started on lack of waivers.
So if you would like to go through the audio haunted house, we would like you to call 201-209-9368. First, we want to learn a little bit about you.
So we can scare you.
We can personalize your haunted house experience.
201-209, what is it?
201-209-9368.
93, hold on. 201-209.
Yeah. 9368. That's it.
That's it. That's the number.
That's the number.
Just want to make sure I got it. 201-209-9368.
You got it.
Easy to remember.
Good job.
Easy to remember because it's 201-209-9368.
Yes.
It's the same backwards as forwards.
Right. The numbers spell that number out.
Yeah.
If you assign each number to the number on the keypad, that's the number you get.
Whatever. 201-209-9368. So if you want to go through our haunted house, give us a call. But I hope you're made of stern stuff. I hope you have a backbone because we're going to try to scare the bejesus out of you. Nobody's ever completed our tour yet.
Oh, really? Is it true?
Of our haunted house. Once, nobody's gotten to the end yet.
Wow, once they go in, I pay no more attention.
We have to. You know what? We have to have a safe word for people. So if they are really spooked and want out.
What is the safe word?
What should the safe word be? How about this? I can't remember the safe word. That would be our little safe word phrase.
Okay.
Okay.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
All right, Sam, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Oh, is it Sam the appraiser?
No, this is Sam the driver.
Oh, hey, Sam. How you doing? Thanks for calling.
It's Sam the driver, Ken.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah. Hey, Sam, what do you do for a living?
He's a driver.
I'm a driver.
Oh, I thought that was his name.
I'm a driver.
Okay.
Sam, what's your biggest fear?
My biggest fear?
Yeah.
Is the darkness.
Darkness, okay.
So at night, Ken, you have a night light on. You have a light every night. Is
just
that correct?
A little bit.
Okay, now what do you think this fear is from?
Like when I was little, I used to watch a lot of Freddy Krueger, Chucky, Jason.
Oh, yeah. So you're scared of those guys.
Ooh, Chucky. Okay, I got some good Chucky.
Hold on. Freddy Krueger. Hold on. And then, Sam, how old are you?
I'm 37.
That's a perfect age to be, by the way. You're in the prime of life. Now, Sam, are both your parents still alive?
Yes, they are.
Are your grandparents alive?
My grandparents, they passed away.
Okay, so you miss your grandparents. Now, were you afraid of either grandparent?
They were loving grandparents.
I'm sorry, what? You loved your grandparents?
Yeah, they were loving grandparents.
that's not much help. Hmm. But still, I think even a loving grandmother coming back from the dead is going to be of some concern.
Yeah.
Yeah. What were their names, Sam?
What was the name of your grandmother? What did you call her? Nana?
I call her Grun.
Grun? G-R-U-N?
Well, I'm Haitian, so, you know.
Grun.
Grandmother in Creole is Grun.
That's great.
Wait, are you saying G-R-U-N, Grun?
Grun, G-R-A-N.
Grun,
okay.
Grun.
Oh, man, I hope Grun doesn't make a surprise appearance in the darkest of all our rooms, our chambers. Okay, Now we have to get a waiver from Sam. Is that right?
Yes, we need an audio waiver.
Sam, you have agreed not to sue us or hold us legally responsible for any consequences.
Oh no, I would never do that. I love you guys.
Okay,
done. Done and done.
Quote: I love you guys. And Sam, are you familiar with our? Did you hear our safe word?
Yeah, I think I did.
The safe word is, it's a phrase.
Yes, it is a phrase.
I can't remember.
I can't remember the safe word.
Yeah.
Or I can't remember what the safe word is.
Yeah, either one of those. Yeah. And we will abort. Right.
Which one? Yeah. Whichever one.
Okay, do we need any more information from Sam? So,
no, I think we're ready to go.
Well, hold on, Ken. Hello?
Andy?
Oh, hey, can I call them back? And Ken, how much longer do we have on this?
35 minutes, Andy.
It'll be 35 minutes. Can I call him back then?
35 minutes. Okay.
Okay.
No, Sam, you hang on.
Much. Okay.
Okay.
Who was all that, right. Andy?
That was my my partners on a project.
Your partner?
Yeah, my partner. Engine, I have a life.
Engine Bob? Engine Bob from your other radio show?
I know this is a foreign concept to you. I have a job.
Which job is it?
I have a career.
Is it your gambling? Is it the gambling thing?
Yeah, that was my bookie. That was the enforcer for my bookie.
All right, we're ready to go with Sam.
Perfect.
So
Sam's afraid of the dark.
Right.
He misses his gran. I don't blame him. She was a beautiful woman. He was. He used to watch horror movies when he was much too young. I don't know who allowed him to do that.
Chucky and Freddy Krueger.
And we're ready to go.
Yeah, here we go.
Okay. Here we go, Sam. You're entering our haunted house.
Okay, I'm in.
You're in the hallway.
Yes.
Oh, the lights are flickering.
Nice. Oh, I like the lights.
Oh, I hear. Oh, this hear the children singing.
I do hear the children singing.
You know, Sam, those children have been dead for 50 years.
Really? Can I Shazam it?
Yeah. Sam, you know what they're saying? They're saying Sam the driver.
Really?
We've been waiting for you.
No.
Now, Sam, wait. The lights are flickering. Oh no. There's some kind of power shortage. The lights
something
are out, Sam. You're in the dark.
Something.
It's just you and the dead children.
Something just grabbed my leg.
Something just grabbed your leg?
I think so.
Sam, look at the corner. Sam!
Yes?
There's a woman in the corner. She's a body. Sam!
This is a body? I'm out of here, guys. I'm out of here.
I think it's Gran. Sam, it's Gran. She's come back to life.
What's her name?
It's Gran.
My gun? Hi,
yeah, Grun. Yeah, Grun. I mean, Grun. It's Grun.
My gun. Grun. What was that?
That was Grun. She's eating Freddy Krueger.
Whoa. Good, because I hate Freddy Krueger.
But Freddy Krueger now has turned his attention to you. He's chasing you down a long hallway.
Is it guys?
Don't forget, Sam, you can say, I can't remember what the safe word is at any time.
Okay, all right. After the next scare, I got you guys.
Sam, it's about to get worse.
I can't remember my password.
Oh my
the
God,
password.
You're falling now. You're falling and falling. It's your worst nightmare.
I forgot the password.
Oh, Andy, he said the safe word, Andy.
I said the safe word. I forgot the safe word.
Okay, then Sam, the lights are back on. And you know what? Everything that we just told you, Sam, never really happened except for your dead grandmother, Gran, coming back to life.
Yeah.
That actually did occur.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, thanks, Sam. Hope we didn't scare you too bad.
I mean, a little bit, but, you know, I think I survived.
Yep. That's our pleasure. And that's how we do Radio Haunted House.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for being our first, Sam.
Yeah. Who's how did that go, Ken?
I guess it went okay. I think I have scary music too. Let me check that out. Oh, there we go. Yeah, that's good. Okay.
We're ready to roll. So, but unfortunately that's all the time we have.
No, we do have another 31 minutes left, Andy.
Oh, we do.
Yeah, we do.
Wait, are you just trying to scare me? Is this another
No.
Because nothing's more frightening to me.
Well, I guess I'll start the outro theme will start in less than 30 minutes. So I guess we could say technically you're over the hump.
You know, it'd be a wonderful gift for me this Hanukkah.
What?
A 20-minute outro theme, if somebody could record that.
Yeah, well, your son Josh is supposed to do that.
He is?
Yeah, he was supposed to record a 20-minute intro and a 20-minute outro.
I don't recall that. That must have been a while back.
Yeah, we talked about that.
I'll have to remind him.
Yeah. All right, you ready to do this again?
No. Because how can we spin it? How can we do a different one?
Well, it's a different person. With different fears.
Different phobias. Yeah, I get you.
And I'll move the needle on the records.
Yeah, that's going to be great. That'll spice things up. 201-209-9368.
Andy, please meet Jeff in Sacramento.
Hi, Jeff.
Hey, Andy. How are you?
I'm living a dream. So you're out there. You're 3 hours ahead of us.
Yeah.
You've already 3 hours behind. Oh, yeah. That's right. This hasn't happened yet. But it'll happen in 3 hours.
What will happen in 3 hours, Andy?
I don't know. I don't understand how that stuff works at all.
We're in the same time as he. We're both in now. Us and Jeff are both.
When I was younger, I used to fantasize about moving to an island in the Pacific, where the international dateline bisected the island.
Yeah.
It went right across the island. And building a house right on the international dateline.
Interesting.
That was my little fantasy. And then in my fantasy, because I was not the brightest kid, not the sharpest tool in the shed, I would imagine I could go into the kitchen and listen to the results of a big horse race. And then walk into the living room and pick up the phone and place a bet.
Like that movie, The Grifters.
How about this? Since it's Halloween, if you cut your finger off in that time zone and then pulled your hand back, would your finger not be cut off until the next hour?
Yeah. Or I imagine if I had like a 24-hour flu, I'd feel fine in the bedroom, but I'd be sick every time I walked into the den. That's kind of what I pictured. But guys, I was in my 30s, so no reason to expect.
That's very similar to the fantasy that I had as a kid.
I can imagine.
Yeah, which was to build a clubhouse inside the middle of the Holland Tunnel, half of which was in New York and half of which was in New Jersey.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
And then I could buy products in one side of the house and then move to the other side of the house and sell them for a profit.
Yeah, because they don't tax cigarettes quite as
exactly. hard. There's all sorts of situations like that.
That is the lame version of my fantasy.
Well, I didn't know. I thought I made it up.
You did. I went for it. I swung the bat.
I think my fantasy was
just bunted the ball. Holland Tunnel.
How realistic is it for you to have your island on the international dateline? That's not even real. There is no island on the international dateline, but there is a Holland Tunnel, and there is a boundary between New York and New Jersey inside it.
Okay. What was your reaction to their application for a clubhouse?
It's still being considered.
Yeah, I know. Well, there's a lot of red tape because there's two jurisdictions that have to.
Exactly.
I know. It's very tough.
Yeah. Actually, three jurisdictions. It's New York, New Jersey, as well as the Port Authority. So it's very bureaucratic. There's like 18 hurdles along the way.
Yeah.
And at any point, they can just ruin your dream. But I've made it up to like the seventh or eighth hurdle.
There must be an island on the international dateline. How could there not be?
Because the international dateline skirts the islands, if you notice. If you look
it
at the yes, if you notice.
You mean it's not a straight line?
No, it's not a straight line. It actually goes around islands.
A ship, an anchored ship, will do the same right on the dateline.
Well, you'll have to have a very tight anchor. Because otherwise the wind is going to blow you on one side or the other of the dateline.
Oh, yeah, like your Holotunnel clubhouse is so realistic.
At least it's not subject to the wind blowing me into New Jersey.
Well, this is it. This is the stupidest thing we've ever talked about. This is it. Rock bottom. Congratulations.
Thank you. We've done it. It's always good to top ourselves.
Oh, my God.
It's a good feeling.
Oh, my God.
So Jeff in Sacramento is ready for his trip.
How can anything be more frightening than our last conversation?
Yeah. So,
Jeff.
Agreed.
Jeff, thank you for your patience. Now, what do you do in Sacramento?
I'm a barista at Starbucks.
Oh, excellent. And how was your shift today? What shift are you working these days?
I do the 6 to noon shift.
Perfect. That's a great shift. Now, let me ask you, early in the morning, you're getting the commuters. Let me ask you this. What is it? Do you have a recurring nightmare in your life? Is there one dream you have over and over that kind of upsets you?
Falling in an elevator.
Hold on. I'm making a note of that. Ken.
Yeah.
Let's use the elevator thing in the haunted house.
Okay.
Okay, hold on.
All right.
Okay, elevator. Now, is this because you once had a bad experience in the elevator?
No. I've been stuck in a couple, but it wasn't that
stuck.
Bad.
Yeah, that's bad, yeah. Now, what other fears do you have? What other phobias? I'm going to list a couple. Tell me if any of these ring a bell. Lightning, spiders, germs.
Relationships.
Relationships, yeah. Oh, yeah. Ex-girlfriends. Yeah.
That's right, you know.
Who's now? What ex-girlfriend? What ex-girlfriend is the one that?
I'm afraid of elevators.
What's the name of the ex-girlfriend that drove you crazy?
Patricia.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Ken.
Yeah. Yeah.
We should mention Patricia.
Okay, I'll get Patricia's sound effects.
No, get Patricia on the phone.
I don't know if I can do that, but I can get.
Wait, no.
What's
the
safe word again?
Do you have what is the safe word? Is safe word is I forget the safe word. Do you have Patricia's phone number?
No, hell no.
You don't have her current phone number?
No.
Do you know who she's dating now?
Nope.
I heard. I heard she's doing really well. Maybe she's going to come in with her new studly boyfriend to your Starbucks. Wouldn't that be the nightmare?
Wouldn't
that be the worst of it? She comes in with her boyfriend into Starbucks, and he tips you. He tips you like 20 cents.
Whoa.
Like a big FU kind of tip. Oh, that would be bad.
That'd be pretty bad.
Okay.
Are we ready?
Are we ready to go, Ken?
That would be a better tip than most customers.
I think we are ready to go.
Oh, you're not tipped at Starbucks?
What's that?
Oh, you don't have a tip. What do you have, a tip jar on the counter?
No, we do, but, you know, Sacramento. Anyway, Sacramento's great.
Sacramento's great, but doesn't sound that great. It sounds like you have some mixed feelings.
But, no, it sounds like Starbucks doesn't allow tip jars is what it sounds like.
Some don't. We do. It's just certain customers don't allow tips. So I don't really know all their policies that well. But.
Interesting. Yeah. Well. Not interesting.
Anyhow.
What's the opposite of interesting? I'm blanking on that word.
Uninteresting.
Yeah, that's the word. I mean.
Yeah.
Uninteresting. I said interesting, but I meant uninteresting. Okay, we're ready to roll, are we?
Yes, we are. Here we go.
Okay. All right. Wait, what's this guy's name?
Patricia.
No, that's your ex's name.
Oh,
Okay. What's this guy's name?
Your name is Jeff.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Okay. We're ready to roll. You ready, Kenny?
We're ready.
Now, Jeff is entering our haunted house. What's the first thing he sees, Ken?
An elevator.
Oh.
That's right. Our haunted house. Nope. Our haunted house is 30 stories below the earth, Jeff. And yeah, the only way to get there is this rickety old elevator.
The door is closing.
It's one of those cage elevators. It only has enough room for you and one other person.
It smells like boiled hot dogs.
Yeah, it smells like boiled hot dogs and Pringles.
It sounds like there's a dead cat in the elevator shaft.
Yeah, there's a dead cat. You know who else is in the elevator with you?
Who?
Gran, Sam's dead grandmother from the last haunted house.
That's a lot better than Patricia.
Also, isn't Patricia in there?
Patricia.
No, we're going to get to Patricia soon enough. Wait, is that Patricia on the other line?
I hear Patricia.
Patricia.
There she is. Oh, my God, Sam. Look, the elevator's stopping, and look who's getting on. Your name? Hello, what is your name?
Patricia.
It's the ghost. It's Patricia, Sam. It's Patricia. Dog. She wants to spend eternity telling you what's wrong
Patricia.
With you.
Patricia!
She wants to explain why she broke up with you.
Patricia!
Oh, please, I'd love for her to elaborate.
She wants to explain Patricia. Why you're never going to achieve any of your goals.
Patricia!
Patricia! She wants you to understand why you will never sustain an adult relationship.
Patricia!
She does sound more attractive than she used to.
Patricia.
Oh, now the elevator, now the lights have gone out. Now you're
Patricia.
Stuck.
Oh, no.
The elevator is stuck. It's you and Patricia and Sam's dead grandmother.
Patricia. Yeah.
And now the elevator, oh no, I forgot Patricia. To mention that the cables on this elevator are very old and very rusty. Oh, the cables just snapped. They're falling.
Whoa. Scary.
It is very scary. And here you are in hell. Here you are in hell. You've come to hell, the lowest possible point of your life, and you're married.
Patricia.
To Patricia.
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 And that's pretty much the end of our haunted house.
Patricia.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, pretty scary.
I like the part where Patricia was perched on top of the elevator car.
Yeah.
You could feel her up there. You could hear her and feel her.
She really is. She really is evil. I could see you're well rid of her.
I may not have sounded scared, but my chest is on fire and my heartbeat is greatly increased. So it's scared that.
That's what we're doing. Happy Halloween, my friend. We're happy to give you a few little chills and scares.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks, guys.
That one scared me. Jeez.
Yeah. And I think that's all the time we have.
No, we actually have another 20 minutes to go, Andy. Time for many more of these.
Einstein was right. Time is flexible.
Yes, he was.
Einstein, who's never heard this show, came up with that theory on his own.
That doesn't seem possible. He made he was from New Jersey. You sure he never heard the show?
He never heard the show. No, he died he died the year I was born.
Really? Huh.
Hey, maybe in God's great scheme, I replaced Einstein.
Yeah, maybe you picked up the Einstein baton. No, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. That wouldn't make any sense because I can't figure out I can't figure out when I'm at a restaurant an 8% tip.
Is that why you always give a 3% tip?
It's so much easier.
I've noticed that. I think if you can do the 3% tip, you can do the 8%.
I don't tip 3%. I can't. That's something I can't let you say because Beth would kill me.
Well, what is it really?
I have to overtip people. That's my rule in my marriage.
Ah, Beth has changed your ways.
Yeah, Beth wants us to be a friend of the working man.
Well, what's over tipping?
Beth thinks she's the Woody Guthrie.
In your book.
Whatever Bethy wants. I actually always just pass the bill to Beth so she can figure the tip.
Oh, I see. Wow. Woody Guthrie, he had a guitar that killed fascists.
Yeah, I have a guitar that serenades fascists.
Very good. Hey, we have somebody else who wants to go through the haunted house, Andy.
Who?
Are you ready?
No. I'm exhausted.
Maybe there's a Patricia in his life also. Maybe we'll luck out. Maybe he'll also be...
You can use the same sound effects.
Maybe he's also scared of elevators. Let's keep our fingers crossed. Michael in Mayapak, you're on the radio.
Hey, Michael. Thanks for calling. You love the show.
Michael? Michael's gone. Andy, I have great news for you.
Thank God for small blessings. Yeah.
Nobody's
Michael's gone.
The phone bank is empty. Empty. Wow. You don't have to do it again.
That can count as my birthday gift. Hey, you know what was a great show last year? We offered people money if nobody else called.
Oh, yeah.
God, I love that show.
That's right. And we had ideas for variations on that, too, that we never did.
That was really funny.
Yeah, except there is a fatal flaw with that, which is that the longer the show goes on, the faster people will call.
Hey, you know what I should do next week or some week? I should offer to to give the station money, mm-hmm. but if every time somebody calls, that amount goes down. So the more people that call, so you don't want you will not be wanting people to call. And I will be encouraging people.
So you would say that you'll give the station $1,000.
Yes, I will start the show with a $1,000 pledge.
Okay.
But for every person that calls, it goes down $50.
Let's do that next week.
Oh, okay.
Let's do it next week. That's great. Perfect way to end.
What's the name of the call letters?
It's WFMU. Andy.
Yeah. If you love FMU, you would not call that week.
Yeah.
But if you love me. You'll call next week.
This is great. So you can not call next week and then come to the comedy show at Monty Hall.
Wait.
At 8 o'clock.
Calls, I'm out $1,000?
Yeah.
Oh, it's like I'm gambling again.
It's
like
perfect.
My roulette system.
Speaking of your gambling, how's the gambling going, Andy?
Oh, I can't get away from losing $1,000.
$1,000 for a third time.
Am I going to get stuck with a $1,000 bill next week?
Not if people call.
Well, now I'm scared, but I'll do it.
All right, you're on.
Man, I'm going to memorize that phone number, all the digits.
All right.
Don't think I'm not.
Guess who called back? Michael in Mayapak.
Oh, great.
Hey, Michael.
I don't know if we have time.
Michael, you're on the Dang it. What's going on here? Oh, wow.
Let me tell you something about Michael in Mayapak. I love him.
Robert in Milford. Hey, Robert.
Hello.
Hi, Robert.
You love the show.
Hi.
You love the show, Robert.
I look forward to it every day, every minute.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks, Robert. That means the world to us. Hey, Robert, tell us about your life. What do you do for a living?
I'm a lawyer.
I got you. What kind of law?
Criminal defense. Family law, mental health law.
Okay, you're defending the guilty. God bless you.
Oh, contraire.
Well, no, he's defending the innocent.
No, he's
correct.
A criminal lawyer.
Because everybody's presumed innocent. No jury has walked in and said you're guilty.
He just admitted it. He's defending criminal. What kind of lawyer is he? He is a criminal lawyer.
Well, there's two kinds of criminal lawyers, Andy.
Yeah.
There's criminal lawyers and there's criminal lawyers.
And then there's William Barr.
Right.
And there's William Barr. Now, Michael, who am I talking to?
This is Robert from Milford.
It's Robert from Milford, PA, Andy.
Robert from Milford, PA. Now, Robert, do you have a recurring nightmare? Is it something that's related to your profession, something in court, coming in unprepared to court?
Actually, occasionally I do have bad dreams about missing deadlines.
Missing deadlines involving a case you're working on. Is that right?
No, it's usually not any particular case. It's just missing it.
Yeah, and, missing deadlines. Oh, that is
scary. Not a very exciting dream, but
No. That's I can see how that would horrify you. You wake up in a cold sweat, I bet. And yeah. Are you a married man at the moment?
I am.
And what is your wife's name?
Kim.
Kim, I got you. Okay, and do you have any? Are your grandparents alive? All your grandparents, or have any of them passed?
No. They're all dead.
And what did you call your grandfather?
I only knew one of them. What?
What did you call the one you only knew? The one you knew?
Nana.
Nana.
Nana White.
God bless her. Do you have any phobias that are worth mentioning? Are you afraid of bee stings, heights, anything?
No,
like
I just despise roaches.
Roaches.
I grew up in Manhattan, and there were roaches everywhere.
Roaches.
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 Ken, cue up the roaches.
Two kinds of roaches.
Okay.
Ken, maybe they're from their first album. Ken, Married Man. Married Man. Do you know that song?
Yeah, roach sound effects. Okay, got it.
No, Ken, the Roach Sisters.
Andy, I have actual cockroach sounds.
Well, that's even better.
Yeah.
That's even better.
There's hissing cockroaches.
Is there such a thing?
Yeah.
Not in Manhattan. They're in Africa.
Well, sometimes people import them.
That's true. But, they're not generic.
You know, they import them, and you know where they bring them to? They bring them to our haunted house.
Where we are entering. We're entering right now.
Which
okay,
is in
Robert.
New Jersey,
Robert, you're entering the haunted house. What's the first thing he sees, Ken? It's
a giant clock.
A giant what?
A giant clock reminding him of his deadlines.
Oh, that's good.
A ticking clock?
Yeah.
Yeah, but this clock is moving extra fast. The hands are whipping around. You'll never meet your deadline on this clock. Your clients are...
Are there roaches pushing it or what?
There's hissing roaches everywhere, Robert.
Yeah, that's pretty
Robert.
Nasty.
Robert, I want to introduce you to your newest client. He's a 6 foot tall cockroach.
Is his name Gregor?
His name is Gregor. Oh, you know your.
Kim.
You know your. Wait. What is that? Kafka.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kim.
Metamorphosis. Gregor Samsa.
Oh, but now. Look who's with you. Look
Kim.
Who's with you for all eternity. It's your wife. It's Kim.
Well, that's not bad.
Yeah, but wait. But Kim is in a terrible mood. She's in one of those moods she gets in, you know, like on car trips.
Yeah.
Like the third or fourth hour of a road trip.
I see it often. Yeah.
She doesn't look like herself, Robert.
No. Uh-huh. Oh, my God. Kim is...
Antennas?
Eyes are vacant.
Kim is morphing into a giant cockroach. You're now married to a giant cockroach, Robert.
I plead the fifth.
Yeah.
Kim.
Your cockroach wife has been accused of murder. But you're not prepared, Robert. You've come to court unprepared.
Kim.
It wouldn't be the first time.
Kim.
Who's speaking?
Those are all your other cockroach clients.
Kim.
And look at the jury. The jury are all cockroaches.
Kim.
And look at the judge. You know who the judge is, Robert?
Kim.
It's Nana, your dead beloved Nana.
Kim.
Sitting in judgment of you. She's so disappointed in you, Robert.
The what? They're pointing at me?
Kim.
She's disappointed. Disappointed. Everyone is, Robert.
Disappointed at me.
Kim.
Okay.
You've let them all down. The verdict is coming in now, Robert.
Kim. It doesn't matter. My name isn't on the indictment.
Kim.
Okay?
Guilty. Guilty. Kim. It's a unanimous
guilty.
Verdict.
Robert is guilty.
Where do I appeal this?
Robert missed the deadline.
There's no appeal, Robert. There's no appeal to this verdict.
This is bad.
And that concludes our customized, personalized 7 second delay, radio haunted house.
Okay, well, I appreciate that.
Robert missed some... the deadline.
Well, thank you very much.
That was a scary one. Thank you, Robert.
That was a scary one.
I will tell my cockroach wife I haven't counted her. Okay, have a good show, guys.
Steer clear of the cockroaches, Robert. Wow. That is exhausting to go through the audio haunted house with that person.
The personal hell for Robert and for Sam.
Yeah. When is somebody going to call who's afraid of a developmentally disabled janitor?
Why do you have one
I happen to have a great sound effect for it in case anybody out there has that fear.
Hey, if anybody calls and they're afraid of Jackson Brown, we could play the Pretender.
All right, we got one more. Should we do one more? Win.
I don't think so.
Okay.
No, sure. Whatever you want, Ken.
We don't have to do one more. We do have people that we can thank.
Well, no, but wait, don't we have like 6 minutes to kill?
Yeah, we got 7 minutes to kill.
Well, we can do one more short one and then thank
you. But Dan in Providence calls up, says, rest in peace, Bob. Speaking of Bob Dylan. Thank you, Dan.
Oh, yeah. I guess people heard your morning show. How long have you been doing a morning show?
Quite some time, Andy.
So the station is on. When does the station go on the air? When do they start broadcasting?
We're on 24 hours a day.
Well, that must cost a lot of money.
Not really.
Mean, you don't take corporate sponsorship. You don't sell ads.
True.
How do you stay on the air?
By begging.
Isn't this your personal nightmare? Isn't it your personal nightmare, Ken? You're 25 grand short, and there's 4 days left in the month.
Yes, this is my ongoing nightmare.
This is. You're in your own haunted house. You have built your own haunted house.
Yes,
hey,
this is it.
Hey, how's the parking at your haunted house, Ken?
We have no more parking, Andy.
Yeah, it's really a bad place.
There is no parking!
And by the way, your elevator at the station, that is a haunted house elevator.
It's a death trap, that elevator. Hey, thank you, Russell in Brooklyn. And Amy in Highland Park, my old hometown.
Oh, these are people that have pledged a little money?
Yeah. What are your big fears, Andy?
Oh, I have a long list.
Like what?
I do have a recurring. I was just talking to Bethy about it. I do have a recurring dream, a bad dream, getting lost. No, not quite getting lost. Not being able to get home. Being in some distant land.
I have that dream.
And it all involves transportation.
Yes, I have these transportation nightmares all the time, but they're not scary though.
I'm missing connections.
Yeah, exactly. Or you have too much stuff to bring.
Yeah, there's always complications, and that's my recurring. I don't know if it's a nightmare. It's not a nightmare.
Yeah, it's an anxiety dream. I have the same thing.
Wow. Well, that's something we have in common.
Yeah, I have it's always Russia too. It's always me either having to go to Russia or get back from Russia.
Oh well, that I don't think I've experienced, but I am often far from home. Hey, that's so great that you and I have that in common. We finally found something that we have in common.
And we both love, and we also both love dead Bob Dylan.
We also love the late Bob Dylan, and we both admire me.
Yeah.
So it's something.
And we both love Jeremy in Virginia, who pledged to 7 second delay.
Thank you, Jeremy.
This Hellraiser. And Benjamin says, much love to Matt Clay and I guess Ken too. Thanks, Benjamin.
Hey, so we'll see everybody next week, hopefully in person at 8 p.m.
Right.
I think we might have been giving out the wrong time.
No, it's 8 p.m. Doors at 7. Doors at 7. Show at 8.
And I'll be showing up around 8:30.
No, you're going to be there right at 8. You're going to have to be there a little bit before 8, as a matter of fact.
Okay. All right. Fine. Fine. I'll do it. Fine.
Okay. Good. Thank you.
And what percentage of the money we raise goes to the station?
100.
Oh, come on! Following pronunciation, pronouncenames.com.
Beth. This is for you, Andy.
Beth.
Oh, yeah, that's my girl.
Beth.
Oh, this is my haunted house.
Yes, Andy.
Do we have the correct pronunciation?
Andy, you need to get to L.A.
Yeah, this is it.
You're never going to make it, Andy.
This is it.
You should have left for the airport 20 minutes ago, Andy.
Yeah. All right, that's pretty good, Ken. Okay. Soon the show will be over. It can't go on much longer.
No, it can't.
We've been on for 3.5 hours.
It does feel like that, doesn't it?
Yeah. And it does.
Thank you, Robert and Cranford, for pledging
pronunciation of your name.
Pledging to the 2019.
That woman is the scariest of all.
Oh, the pronunciation.com lady?
Yeah.
Yeah, she is terrifying.
Yeah. Beth. All right, so we'll see you next week. We're on the air.
You can't go yet, because we haven't thanked Spencer and Ridgewood or Christina and Brian.
Do we have the correct pronunciation of your name?
We do. Good God, that's
Ken,
my
you're
nightmare.
Funny. You're really funny. Why do you keep it such a secret? I can't wait to hear you do stand up again. I really am looking forward to
that.
It
has been a long time. Yeah.
Are you gonna do the same old crap?
Yeah, probably, because I haven't written. I only wrote a tiny bit of new material and haven't tried it out. So.
Oh, that's gonna be exciting.
Yeah, very exciting.
I can't wait. Will you go on first or second?
I'd prefer to go on second.
You do?
Whatever. Yeah, because whoever goes first, like, that's when the audience is completely cold. You know.
Whatever you want, pal. It so doesn't matter to me.
Good, as long as you show up. Ah!
All right.
Well, Andy, thanks for Skyping in twice today.
Yeah, thanks.
That really is the least.
I really have a little bit of a cold, but I'll feel better by next week.
No, I appreciate you not coming in and poisoning us all.
Yeah, that's my pleasure.
Okay.
And we'll see you on the air at 6 and live at 8. And then anybody that does stand-up, we'd love to have you join us next week.
Yeah, email me at ken@wfmu.org if you do stand-up. Otherwise, just show up for the stand-up night next Wednesday night at 8 p.m. at Monty Hall. Thanks, Andy.
Thanks, pal.
Okay, bye-bye. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at wfmu.org. And thank you to Jeremiah for today's newsletter. Thank you to Nick the Bard for manning the phones. And thank you to Spencer in Ridgewood, Swag for Lifer, brand new Swag for Lifer, helping out the station, pledging to the 2019 Hellraiser. You can do the same by going to WFMU.org. And Jay from right here in Jersey City, thank you. And Howard in New York. Stay tuned. Coming up next, it is Weekly World Blues with Matt Fiveash.
Shut up. Shut up.
And this is the sound of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
Blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.
I was sitting around for a while, trucking just a rip down the town. Big and Jones kept the train, but religion is one of hell. Gotta stop you still calling if you're screwing that thing. Which way? I don't know. I'm standing here like, how did you screw that thing night and day? He says, I'm getting sick and tired of what you do. Find mama gonna poison you. Rain blue just round your bed. Wake the morning, find your own self dead. Cause you shouldn't have. Shouldn't what, baby? I don't know. I'm saying he's low. How did this dream that thing that in day? Swinging now. Getting sick and tired of what you do. Find mom gonna poison you. Bring the groove of the
just around your bed. Wake up morning, find your wounds if they call. You shouldn't have. Shouldn't what, darling? I don't know. I never know. I don't know. I don't know. I'm telling you, love. How did it turn that thing night and day? Shake and break it, love. You can hang it on the wall. Out the window, catch it before it fall. Stop a while, shimmy if it's all night long. Times I think it's got your habits on, but you shouldn't have. Shouldn't have what? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I'm telling you, love, how did it turn that thing night and day? Going back now.